Welcome to the NCAA show with 265 Media. I am the founder of 265 Media, Daniel Artest. I'm here with Hoopers Unheld podcast, GOAT, the legend, K Dot himself. Hey, brother, what's going on, man? How you doing, man?
Yo, what's going on? Everything's good. Everything's good, man. You know, been some crazy games that we just saw with the women's NCAA Final Four. Incredible. So, can't wait to get started, man.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're going to get it started right now, man. We got to talk about South Carolina going down to Stanford 66-65, man. And you know, you're a resident of South Carolina. I'm a resident of South Carolina. But I had Stanford winning yesterday in our previous podcast. You know what I'm saying? And I was right. And the reason why I said I was going to be right was because of the shooters that Stanford has at the power forward and center position. They're fast. They can run. They're athletic and everything. And it worked, man. So, like, what's your thoughts about that first game, man?
Yo, so the first game was definitely something for the history books. I mean, it was a very exciting game, very intense. One thing that stuck out to me was the first half. I felt like South Carolina, you know, they couldn't get into their rhythm as quick as they wanted to. But one thing that killed them throughout the entire game, and this is not even the first half, is the offensive rebounds. Like, Stanford was just too big up front from a perspective of every time they threw up a shot, they were able to get the offensive rebound and get second chance points. So, you know, that's one thing that stuck out to me in the first half. And it actually came back in the second half to bite South Carolina for some of those possessions. But one person that really stuck out to me was sophomore Haley Jones for Stanford. You know, she came out killing. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like, you know, she was definitely the X factor for that team today. She was able to get into a good rhythm. She finished with 24 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. It was just an amazing performance by Haley. And, you know, I have to give kudos to her. I felt like Kiana Williams, you know, she still had one of those games where she didn't show up. Like, we know her of showing up, but she was still an X factor as far as running her team and running certain sets for Haley to get open. And I mean, it worked out. I always talk about it as a skill development trainer. You know, you got to get those paint touches. And even though Kiana didn't have it, you know, offensively or on her end, you know, she was able to get into the paint. She was able to collapse the defense of South Carolina. And that's where Stanford was able to get those open shots. I think they finished as a team 5-for-8 from the 3-point line. So, you know, that's well above 65%. I think it's about 67%. So, you know, that's one thing that stuck out to me for South Carolina. I have to tilt my hat to Zaya Cook. I mean, she left it all out on the floor, you know, finishing with 25 points. She was shooting, you know, lights out from three. She was 5-for-8 from three. And, you know, I felt like she left it all out there on the floor. I know we had a conversation earlier when we were doing our group chat. I was reading through the messages, and I saw you said that you felt like in the first half, Zaya was a little bit overzealous, you know, trying to put the team on her back early. Yeah. And you know, that was indeed a fact. But in the second half, she was able to kind of slow that down a little bit, yeah, but still be able to be aggressive and score points, yeah, the way she did. So I said my X factor was going to be Destiny Henderson, and she showed it in the fourth quarter. She had 9 points in the fourth quarter, man. She hit those well-needed threes. They kept going under the screen, and she was able to hit those shots. But I think it was just a little – it was too little too late from that perspective. And, I mean, let's just get it. Let's just get into, what happened in the game. I know I went on a spew throwing stats for Stanford and South Carolina, but let's just talk about the game, period. Like, what did you see?
Like, what I saw was, you know, Haley Jones, man, like you said, like she was amazing. She shot 11 for 14 today, right? You
right.
Know, she hit some threes. She only hit one three on the season this year. And, you know, she get to when the lights is brightest and, you know, I mean, she came through for her team and stuff. Brink and Pretschel, they dominated, man, on the inside. You know what I'm saying? Especially Brink. I think she had 6 points and 6 blocks and stuff. Like, she was really active and everything. You know, the game was amazing. Like, I like how Leah Boston played. She had 16 boards. I know that I wish that she could have got more offensively going. And, you know, she's so dominant on the inside. It actually worked in Stanford's favor that Zia Cook was cooking. You know what I'm saying? Because now that Zia Cook, she's looking for a shot now. She's hunting to look for a shot because she's making them. I'm not saying that she's having a bad game, but that's not their style. They're inside out team. And Zia Cook, you know, success from the outside actually, you know, is less touches for Leah Boston and stuff, you know? And that's what went wrong and stuff. And also with Wilson being out, she didn't play that much today. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if she had foul trouble or what she was dealing with, some injury or something like that. I just know that she didn't play a lot, you know what I mean? Because last game she was going crazy from three. You know what I'm saying? This game was I felt bad at the end. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I wanted Stanford to win. I didn't want Stanford to win like that. That was an obvious kickball. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that was not good. It just seems like every time we did a podcast so far, when we was talking about the women's and stuff like that, the women's game is always something. First is the disparity. You know what I mean? Now it's the referees. You know what I mean? It's just crazy, man. Like how this game wasn't supposed to be won like that. Like, these referees, they gotta be, I don't know what level referees they're hiring to do these games and stuff, but they gotta be better than that because it ruined the game, man. And you know, South Carolina still had a chance to win it. And mm-hmm. you know, they get the steal with 5 seconds left in the game. You know, get to the basket, you know, missed it. And then Leah Boston had it in her hands, man. And I'm like, she grabbed the rebound. I literally was like, that's game. You know what I'm saying? And then she missed it. I yelled. I said, oh, I was not expecting that at all. You know, and we was that close, K-Dot.
Yeah, yeah.
It was that close from having
that close. That close.
One African-American coach versus another African-American coach. And in the NCAA finals game for the first time in history, man. You know what I mean? It was that close. And those games, man, like I felt bad for Zia, and I felt bad for Leah, man. But I think that they're gonna come back strong.
Oh man.
With the recruiting class that you got coming in. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that they're gonna bounce back strong. You know, sometimes you win by losing. You know what I mean? Yeah, it hurts because you'd rather just lose by 30 than lose by that. Because you can see
right. You can see
Aaliyah Boston, you know what I mean? As the game was over, like, you know, she's in tears, she's emotional. And she was like, I had it, you know? I just felt so bad, man. But, man, that was an amazing game to watch. That was the best game of the tournament, men or women, you know?
Yeah, by far. And I'm going to tell you something. Watching Aaliyah Boston in that moment, that hurt my heart. And if anybody knows, I'm a Clemson grad, right? So by law, I'm not supposed to like South Carolina whatsoever, but I don't care. This is Dawn Staley. This is basketball. More importantly, is women's basketball, and I'm going to rep and I'm going to love who I'm going to love. I don't care. And to see Aaliyah Boston, it was like it broke my heart for her. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it was crazy. Just and the camera just kept panning at it. Like, I was like, oh my God, like the agony of defeat, right? You could see it, right? And then when you just said, she said, I had it.
Yeah.
I had it. You know what I'm saying? But you know,
but also this though, K-Dot. Also this now. Yeah, we know what happened. We know with the kickball and stuff like that. We know that. We know with, you know, she missed the game-winning shot. We know that, all right? But I wouldn't even say that the kickball changed the game.
No, I wouldn't say that either. I wouldn't say that either.
They were 11 for 37 in the paint.
Right. And one thing that stuck out to me, especially even after the kickball, because Destiny was able to hit the three for them to go up one.
Yep. Yep.
And you know, the very next possession, you know, they get a chance. Zaya was I thought it was going to be able to give a foul, but they didn't call it. And then that's when, you know, the layup happened, for Stanford to go back up one. But they were, I mean, even after the kickball situation, they were still up, you know, Destiny Henderson. I mean, Kiana went under the screen, mm-hmm. and Destiny was able to hit the three, and they, you know, they were up.
I like Kiana Williams too. I wanted to talk about her for 1 second because I like her game. You know what I mean? She plays with a lot of energy, and I think that's what, you know, that's her energy is so contagious to the point where she can have a bad game and they can still win because her energy is very contagious and stuff, you know?
But, absolutely.
But if you want to win the national championship, you got to have a good game. You got to have the game that you're known for. You know what I'm saying? You're one of the best
absolutely
players on the team, if not the best player on this team and stuff. You know what I mean? And, you know, you cannot have back-to-back bad games, you know what I mean, for your team. But at the same time, she was still playing with effort. She was playing with energy. She was playing with toughness and stuff. So, you know, you really can't knock her because the energy was really there. But, you know, you don't want that to last. So she got to figure that out, how she's going to come through, you know what I mean, you know, just being the emotional leader of that team, you know, so that they can, you know, pull out this win versus Arizona because, goddamn.
yeah. One thing about Kiana, listen, you know, of course she went 4-for-14 tonight, which is, you know, not a bad it's a bad look from if you look at the optics, if you look at the stat line, because she only scored 8 points. You know, she had 3 assists, she had a steal, but you know, going 4-for-14 and knowing that you're the emotional leader of that team, you know, you gotta be aggressive. But again, not overzealous. And I think she was just trying to find her offense a little too much. But you know, she was able to settle down in the second half and was able to get, you know, her teammates involved. One thing that impressed me was Law. I think she had 5 offensive rebounds, and I think she had about 13 rebounds total, if I'm not mistaken. It was 13 rebounds total. And I was just impressed. And she has 6 offensive rebounds.
Yeah.
You know, I was impressed at how, even though her shot wasn't falling tonight, she was just saying, you know what? My shot's not falling. I'm gonna make it my business to just grab every rebound I can get, every loose ball I can get. It's always the 50-50 balls. Mm-hmm. And Stanford, in my opinion, won the 50-50 game when it came to the hustle. And ultimately, you know, the scoreboard was in favor of them tonight. But I know you wanted to get into that next game. And man, oh man, what a game it was.
I got to talk about Lexi Hull. You know what I'm saying? Like 13.
18, let's talk about Lex first.
18 points, 13 rebounds, 4 assists. You know what? She was killing Bill on that baseline the entire game. Giving up the baseline the entire game. And I'm like, why are you giving up the baseline? The baseline is your friend. All you got to do is just slide and put your foot right there on that line. And she can't go nowhere. She was getting you the entire time. They was running the same play. And I'm like, that's how she's getting a lot of success. And she's a player though, man. Like I really enjoyed her game, man. Like the way she step outside and shoot the ball too. Stanford team is dangerous, man. You know,
very
man?
Dangerous.
Once we seen, it was funny because once we seen Ashton Pretchel shoot the ball like that, you know, at her height, 6'5" and stuff, and I was just like, man, but it was just amazing, like how, like, and it's my fault, man, because like I really just recently started following women's basketball. Just like, I mean, I've watched women's basketball before, but just not to this extent. And I'm just like, it's just so many great players. We pointing out player like this, we pointing out players like that. I'm like, dang, they got Cameron Brink, you know what I mean? The shot blocking extraordinaire and everything. She's playing with intensity and attitude and stuff like that. And, you know, like Lexi Hull with her game, even though she shot 4-for-17, but she, you know, she was grabbing the ball. She hit the shots that mattered and stuff. You know, like as like Haley Jones, I've never heard of Haley Jones until this tournament, man. And I'm just like, oh my goodness, like these women are amazing. I'm just so glad to be, you know, following women's basketball and stuff. But I think that this is going to be a learning experience for South Carolina.
Absolutely.
this is going to be a learning experience, and you just got to just keep playing. You know, they ended up out rebounding Stanford 40-36, but it looked like Stanford was just, they just wanted it more on the boards and stuff, you know?
Right.
You know, and it was just, I just wish they should have went inside more, you know what I'm saying? And there was like some plays, like they made some mistakes when Aaliyah Boston, she's in foul trouble, but when she's in the game, you got to give her the ball. You know what I mean? They got her in foul trouble. Now let her get those post plays in foul trouble and stuff. You know what I mean? And like, you know, she got a lot of game, but they didn't really go to her like that. Like I said earlier, you know, just, you know, Zia Cook, you know, hitting her shots. That right there, I think, you know, cost them the game, because they would have just focused on the game plan, you know, going down low to Aaliyah. I think that this game would have went the other way.
Yeah, so one thing I also want to point out, you said it earlier, free throws. They lost the game by one. Mm-hmm. They were 8-for-12 as a team, 66.7%.
That's the game right there.
That's the game right there, you know, compared to Stanford, who was 11-for-12, 91.7%. That's, you know, so that's the game right there. And they shot a lot of threes. South Carolina shot a lot of threes. They were 9-for-20. And I think the game, I think because Stanford was so big up front, the dribble penetration, I guess they felt like the dribble penetration wasn't going to be there. But just like you said, if you play inside out, if you allow Aaliyah Boston to make the play on the block, you saw it. I mean, there were a couple times where Aaliyah Boston got the ball on the block and they were doubling off the high side. And she was able to make the right play. I think if they made more plays like that, as far as, you know, Beal cutting or Zaya cutting to the basket, I think they would have gotten easier layups that way too. But, you know, again, that was just, you know, it was one of those games for the ages. It's one of those games where you're like, oh man, you don't want any team to lose. And somebody has to come out a loser. And unfortunately tonight it was South Carolina, and it was in heartbreaking fashion. I mean, we've seen, you know, certain games like that happen before, and for it to happen, you know, to those women, you know, it, like I said, it definitely hurt my heart, because, you know, I got on Twitter and I was like, oh my God, I feel so sick for South Carolina right now. And, you know, once again, it's just one of those games where Stanford, again, I said, I felt like Stanford was vulnerable. You know, at any given moment, there was going to be a team that was going to figure them out. But some way, they always make a way out of no way. So, you know, big kudos to Stanford tonight and winning. And, you know, they go into a national championship game that is not UConn. So let's talk about this UConn-Arizona game.
Man. Well, I came in the game because I had to run an errand. So I came back into the house. The score was 14-10. Arizona was up. So Arizona basically led the game, you know, wire to wire, ended up winning 69-59 and everything. But from what I've seen, because I know that you came in at the fourth quarter and stuff, because, you know, family, you know, we got family, we got to, you know, spend time with the family and stuff like that. But for the most part of the game, Arizona was just keeping them at bay. You know what I mean? Like they had, Ari McDonald, man. What a player, man.
What a player in Ari McDonald. Oh my God.
I'll tell you right now, this is how I feel. And, you know, she's the number one draft pick this year, man. If the Dallas Wings, if they need a guard, she got to be number one pick, man.
That's going to be so tough.
I don't know who's going to be second. I don't know. Now they're going to have to pick between Kalia or the young lady from Finland. I know her name. I don't want to pronounce it wrong. So I'm not going to say her name, but I think her name is like Awak Kua or something like that. Awak. So I don't want to say her name wrong, but I don't know, man. That's gonna be tough. But I still feel like I feel like Ari, I think because of her size, if she don't go one, I think she might drop. But I still think that Dallas team, they can use her. You know what I mean? Like any team right now can use her. What she did, man, she was amazing. Like she took it to Paige today.
Yeah.
I know we're going to skip around, go back and forth in this game, but we got to talk about that one play.
Right. Listen, hold on.
We got to talk about that play.
Listen. When she got there on the pinch post, because she was slightly above the block.
Yeah.
She got the ball, and when she was calling for it, she was literally calling for it. And she sat down in a great position where she was able to seal Paige. Once she got it, she did her little move off the reverse pivot and got the layup. I mean, oh my goodness, that was amazing. But that's the IQ of Aerie. You know, she understands cross matches and she understands her abilities. So I don't care how short she is, like she understood that she had lower center gravity and she was able to make a good move. Mm-hmm. And she was able to do that. And that move was just phenomenal. Tell me what you think about it as a demon on the block.
So she called for the ball. I was like, what's she doing? She got the ball. She squared up. And then then she made a move and hit the jump. I was like, oh, snap, let's go there. I was like, okay, she doing it all. Let's get it. You know, I was really rooting for, even though we both had UConn, we said it.
Of course, of course. We had UConn
rolling over Arizona, which we thought that was going to happen. And that's our fault, you know what I'm saying? But we also said that at the beginning of the game, that Ari McDonald was going to be a handful for UConn and stuff because of that speed. And she really was, man. She was able to do what she wanted, get into the basket at will and stuff, man. And, you know, rebounding. She had 7 rebounds going with her 26 points. She had no assists. Sometimes I'll be like, what? Nah, it's okay today. You don't need to have all the assists today. It's all right. It's all right.
Yeah. But they ended up winning anyway.
what disappointed me today was Olivia Nelson. How you say her last name? Olivia Nelson Okoda.
Olivia Nelson Okoda. Yeah.
Okoda. Okay, cool. All right, cool. She kind of disappointed me, man, today. I don't know what was going on. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it just wasn't her game, maybe because of the speed and stuff, but like she wasn't herself. You know, she averaged like 13-8 with like close to 2 blocks from the season, and she only got 1 point, 0-7, 6 rebounds and stuff. Like, she just wasn't herself, man. That's the game right there, pretty much, because she's a major part of that team. Remember, she's a McDonald's All-American. She almost won a dunk contest.
this is what we talked about yesterday in our show. You know, we talked about the disparity between, you know, Arizona's players and, you know, the UConn players.
Yeah. And that was the reason why we thought that they was going to run over, because of the All-American level. There's a lot of All-Americans on that team versus one. They got
absolutely
American on that team. You know, that foul with on Williams was not a foul.
That was not a foul. That was another. See. We talked about the refs the entire women's tournament. Mm-hmm. You know, we can go all the way back to Texas A&M Troy.
Yes.
We've talked about it.
Yes.
And unfortunately, they've been pretty consistent at being bad.
Yeah.
Very consistent at being bad. And at this point, you know, we talked about the Baylor UConn non-call. Was that supposed to be a makeup? Because that was a phantom foul. I mean, she caught the ball in that situation. I think Hall was actually the one that fouled her, and not Kristen. And I mean, we're talking about what? I think it was about 3:30 or almost 4 minutes still left in the game when that happened.
Yeah,
and Kristen had just come off of shooting a three.
Yep.
You know, she finished with. She finished with 20 points, 5 rebounds. She was 2-for-6 from 3-point range, 7-for-17 shooting. But you know, just coming off of that made basket, and for, you know, for her to get that foul call that wasn't a foul, you know, that was very questionable. But like I said, we talked about the inconsistencies and the consistency of bad refereeing in this entire tournament. And that one, again, another unfortunate thing. So, you know, what do you think about, you know, the game as a whole, as far as what was seen and what what Arizona was able to do to keep UConn from making any type of run, because they, like, anytime UConn would try to make a run, from what I've seen in the highlights of the first half, you know, Arizona was able to sustain it. So what do you think, what do you think the game plan was for Coach Adia, you know, to help maintain the lead throughout the entire game?
I think that, you know, just really focusing on Paige, like they kept Paige in check. Paige shot 5 for 13. I even thought that Paige should have shot more if Paige wasn't aggressive and anything. And even they completely took Avina Westbrook out the game. You know, she's like that Jill of all trades type of player. You know what I mean? Somebody that can get a triple double on any given night. And you know what I mean? They kind of held her in check a lot. You know what I was thinking though too? Because Mule came back from the injury and stuff, played 21 minutes. That might could have thrown the team off too, because they don't have, you know what I mean, the right chemistry right there too as well. Because
possibly,
like every time, you know, UConn try to make a run that get it to 7, then, you know, it's always a big shot. I think Trinity Batiste, she hit a big 3, you know, and she was just balling. Reese, you know what I mean? She was balling. Thomas, they was just all hitting timely shots. It was everybody. It wasn't just Ari McDonald, you know what I mean? But it was everybody on this roster that was there. Even Ware, she came in, she played spot minutes. But even her, it's just her being a big presence on the floor. She was there and stuff like that. And then also, but the lack of, you know, Nelson Okuda, you know what I mean, not showing up today. That hurt UConn as well. And like Oriema had to take her out the game. She wasn't playing. Well, she had to take her out the game. Aaliyah Edwards too. She really wasn't herself.
Right. You know?
So it was just a bad storm today of players and stuff. And for all Americans on the UConn team, they only went 8 deep. So that was kind of, you know, that was kind of weird. Whatever.
Well, with Oriema this year, he's always went 7 to 8 deep. I don't, you know, I don't think he's gone past 8 players the entire season. And we kind of knew that coming into the tournament. We knew that even if it's a blowout, he's still going to play his starters. And that's been something that he's done in past on past teams. Mm-hmm. I can't help to think about the ghost of Pat Summitt, because since Pat's passing, UConn has yet to win a national title. That is something weird and crazy to think about. But one thing that I wanted to mention about the fourth quarter is Adia's X's and O's. She was able to run DHOs with Airy to a point where UConn was, it got to a point where UConn just tried to just start switching. And when you get a big on a guard, that's always, especially from Airy's point of view, that's always barbecue chicken.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. They were able to run a few DHO sets where Ari was able to get into the paint, mm-hmm. and even if she didn't go up for a shot, she was able to pass it out. And you know, her teammates made shots tonight, and it was always a case, just like you said, if UConn were to get it to 7 or 5, there was always one big shot that Arizona made to balloon the lead back to 8 or 9. And yeah, it got to a point in the fourth quarter where Ari said, you know what, I'm just going to take over. She had a mean sidestep 3 looking like James Harden out there. I was like, oh my God, like okay.
She's a senior, man.
You know, this is how you going to talk about it. Then, okay.
Not even that. This is how you're not going to talk about us. You're going to do a whole video and stuff. We're going to leave us out the video.
Facts.
I got something for you, and I'm gonna take your little you know, bell of the ball freshman to school today and let her know what the work is like, man. You know what I'm saying?
Call it exactly.
It was the Ari McDonald staffing services, because she was sending people to work today. You know what I'm saying? She was going in, man. And also,
that's an absolute fact.
Just came up just now, you know, from Christian Williams, that said that I think that we came up with the wrong mentality. We thought that it was going to be easy. I guess we got flustered. They went in that game and lost that game. They lost that game when Arizona won
against Indiana.
They lost that game.
At that point,
they lost that game 2 days ago.
And it was at that point where we thought it was going to be not what it went tonight. You know, we went by the book. We definitely went by the book on that one. And I can admit it. I was wrong.
Oh, of course. I mean, listen, we make mistakes in our life, man. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's about firepower, man. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the
absolutely.
Day, they got tons of All-Americans. You know what I'm saying? They got the freshman is the national player of the year. The first time in women's basketball history that a freshman is player of the year. And let's talk about those great freshmen. I can name one for you. Shamequa Holdsclaw. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
How many great freshmen won, all these awards as freshmen and stuff, but never won player of the year? Paige Beckers did. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is. One thing that I wanted to mention
was
Yaney's free throws.
Big free throws. Yaney, I was smiling on that one.
Huge free throw. Listen, on the season, I think she shot like 52% for the free throw line on the season.
Yeah.
And for her to make two free throws, no rim. That was amazing.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Cool, calm, and collected.
Cool. like a pro. Make them when it counts. That's all that matters, man. You know what I mean? Everybody played their part in that win. They stuck to the game plan. They didn't get out of the game plan. You could see it. Coach Barnes was running that team like a drill sergeant. You know what I mean? Whatever plays they would look, you can see the guards looking over. You know what I'm saying? Look, like she's calling out those plays, and they're sticking. That's how you got to beat UConn. Even though
right.
Sometimes you would think that Arizona was going to let off for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, here go that UConn run. They held
down. Nah, they stayed aggressive.
Versus teams like that, what you got to do once you got the foot on their neck, you keep it on their neck. They can't breathe. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that means, like, I always look at basketball as the way I think about basketball is crazy. I'd be like, listen, man. If we got the refrigerator and there's a lot of food in there and the opponents, they trying to get to this fridge so they can eat. They got all them kids over there. Everybody starve. Nobody eats. Not their kids, not them, not their family. Nobody eats. And that's what Arizona did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They stayed aggressive and they caught UConn slipping. You don't go into a game, you know, thinking that it's going to be easy on that level at that time right there. You got to go in there. That's what you call right there. That's immaturity, brother.
Right.
Immaturity, you know, what's that saying? They was playing with Icarus and
got
too close to the sun.
And that's the thing, you know, act like you've been here before.
Yes,
and
sir.
That's what, you know, that's the story. That's the story of UConn tonight. They didn't act like they were there before. And you know what's fascinating about the whole game was we talk about Arizona. Let's talk about their poise. I mean, when UConn tried to go to that full court press, mm-hmm. you know, Arizona was able to break the press at all costs, and then have the presence of mind to just get into their offense and not rush themselves in trying to get a open layup, because we saw layups were being blown left and right. Yeah. So after they crossed half court, they said, nope, we're not going to try to go up for a layup. I don't care if it's 2-on-1. We'll just go out. We'll get into our DHOs, and then we'll determine it from there. But the pure savviness of Airy, right? She was able to knock that head back and get them foul calls. Mm-hmm. That's very savvy. And that reminded me of 2011's Kemba Walker. When the UConn men's team went on their run, you know, he was able to do things in that particular run that forced the referee's hands in calling those type of fouls. And that's exactly what she did tonight, you know, able to snap the head back, able to get that foul call. You know, I know she missed a few at the end right there, but I mean, it was just something amazing to see because of her court her court savviness and her awareness. You know, at that point, you look at the game. If you're up in a game, you know, the last four minutes of any game is important, because you can easily go on a run, or you can easily get in a shooting slump. So my thing was, when I talk about those dribble handoff play sets, that's something that needs to be paid attention to, because what I realized was Aaliyah Edwards, from a lateral standpoint, she was unable to turn the corner defensively on Airy every time that dribble handoff came off, because Yaney, she just set some wonderful screens.
Yeah.
And one thing about Aaliyah is that she, all season long, she's been able to move laterally. And for some reason tonight, just Airy's quickness was just too much for her. And I mean, putting Paige in a blender, you know, set getting those. One thing about Paige defensively, you have to put her into cases where she's getting screened a lot.
Yep.
So now when you're getting screened a lot, now you have to be forced to make switches that you don't want to make. And that's what happened tonight with the UConn-Arizona game. And Airy was just able to have her way, especially getting into the paint. I always go back to it. If you get into the paint, that's it. That's barbecue chicken any way you put it. They can dish it out for the shot. You can go up for a floater. You can give it to your big, and they turn around and go between whichever shoulder they want to go between and make the lay. Doesn't matter. The paint is God. That's why they always tell you to put the ball in the middle when you run in a 2-3 zone, because if you can put the ball in the middle of the floor, that means you're in the paint, and that means your entire defense is going to collapse. So, you know, big kudos to Arizona. And we got a Pac-12 national championship in Stanford versus Arizona. Yeah, so it's going to be I hope this one is a good one too.
Hey, I think that if Arizona plays defense like they played against UConn, holding UConn at 36% for the night, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's going to be an interesting game right there. You know what? I'm not doing no prediction on this one.
Nah, let's not.
Because you know
let's
what?
Not. Let's enjoy the game.
I'm going to enjoy this game and stuff like that. You know, I'm not predicting anything. I just know it's size of Stanford and shooting. Them girls can shoot. All right. You know what I'm saying?
Lights out.
And they got everybody can shoot on the floor. Like I'm thinking, I'm watching the game, and I'm like, man, if Ashton Pretchell can defend like Cameron Brink and still shoot the game, shoot the three like that, she do, she gonna be a problem. She is, I think, yeah, she has a lot of potential, man. I really like
absolutely.
I really like watching her play, and I'm a fan of her right there, man. You know, but this national championship game is gonna be crazy, because you got this narrative, right? We got Kiana Williams. She home. She from San Antonio. Family
facts.
There. You know what I'm saying? She's trying to win that ring in front of the family. Now we got Ari McDonald, the senior. You know what I mean? Like the energy, the ball of energy. She's on 1,000 right now. The never say die attitude and stuff. Like they've been getting dirt kicked on them, you know what I mean, since they got in the spotlight. You know what I'm saying? With the situation, nobody's believing in them, us included. The NCAA not believing in them, leaving them out the footage and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Everybody counting them out. And now look, they're here. You know what I mean? They got a coach. You seen that coach in the huddle at the end of that game versus UConn when she was winning? I don't know who she threw the middle fingers up to. But she threw the middle fingers up at somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm going to take that personal. You know what
yes.
I'm saying? And that middle finger made me change my name to Daniel Ortiz Barnes. You know what I'm saying? I loved it, man. I love coaches like that. I love coaches like that.
Absolutely.
A playful
absolutely.
Players coach. She's a players coach. And you know what I mean? She's dope. She, you know what I mean? She, everything that she's dealing with, you know what I mean? Like she got the kid and stuff. I was saying her Twitter feed. She got the babies and stuff like that. She's doing her mom thing while she's coaching, winning these games and stuff like that. So like right now I like how hard they play. And I think it's going to be a great game coming up on Sunday. You know what I mean? It's going to be a big game and stuff. So yeah, man, like I ain't saying no predictions. I ain't doing none of that. This game right here is going to be good, K-Dot, man. So like, yeah, man, like what's your thoughts though on the styles of, you know, Stanford and Arizona's or Pac-12, you know, national championship game and stuff?
Yeah, so it's going to be, you know, traditional versus run and gun. You know, we got Arizona, you know, with the, I'm kind of thinking of it as sort of like Wile E. Coyote versus Roadrunner type situation, but it might be a case where Wile E. Coyote gets the victory, but it might be a case where the Roadrunner is still victorious. You know, we just don't know. But, you know, with the size, and depth of Stanford, you know, with Pretchu coming out, I mean, just having a tournament of the ages, I mean, it's going to be fascinating to watch. So, you know, it's going to be exciting. And I think that the best thing right now is just for us to enjoy the national championship that's getting ready to come about, because it's definitely going to be exciting, you know, win or lose for either team. So I'm just excited for Sunday, and hopefully we can get a good one.
You know what I'm thinking? I bet, man, this Final Four with the men's better be good. All right. We're going to be tapped in. Y'all better have the same type of intensity and tenacity and stuff like that, because, man, watching these women play, man, the purest form of basketball. Okay.
Absolutely.
When they was doing the up and unders, like off, like going to the layup, like normally the up and under is a post move for us big men, you know what I'm saying? But they doing up and unders on layups and stuff. And I'm just like, yo, what are they, like jump hooks and stuff? Like, you can't leave them open the way they shoot. And from somebody that loves to, you know, I used to watch Reggie Miller shoot and stuff. Like, I like how these women shoot. They shoot with no wasted motion. So you know how sometimes when somebody catches the ball, they catch, go down, then go up and shoot.
Right.
Now, they got the ball in their shooting pocket right here, and then all they got to do is just one motion, go right up and knock that shot down. I was enjoying the game, just like the pure basketball game. Nobody coming through the lane trying to dunk on somebody, windmills. Like, it was none of that. It was just actual basketball the way it's supposed to be played. Even like their motion offenses they was running, just from both standpoints, it was just amazing basketball. And that's the way the game should be played and stuff, you know. But I understand when you got somebody like a LeBron, or like, you know, rest in peace Kobe, like, you know, that's just super duper gifted. I understand that. But like, man, like, that is the way, like, it's just amazing how basketball is like that, man. It's just dope. It's just dope to watch, K-Dot, man. It really is.
Absolutely. And just like you said, basketball in its purest form, that's something that's just amazing in itself. And just like you said, the men's side better be as good, because if it's not, I will be talking my trash and say, well, I've seen better games on Friday. I've seen better games.
And then we honestly made this podcast, the NCAA show, for the men's basketball tournament. We just decided to just add the women in, because I was just like, you know what? There's two tournaments. Let's talk about the women and stuff too, like that. So, you know what? Like, I'm sold, man. You know what I'm saying? When it comes, like, I can't even wait for this tournament to end so we could dive in for the WNBA stuff that's coming up, man. Like, I'm just like, hey.
Talk about it.
Shout out to hoopherstats.com. I downloaded, subscribed, and paid for it.
Yes. Me too. You know what I'm saying? Me too.
So, like, I'm just, like, immersed in it, man. And I'm just ready to just make this thing happen, man. It's just dope watching it, man. You know what I mean? It's just dope. But I just wish that more people would just put the rebuttals to the side of, you know, the lack of revenue or money and stuff, and just watch the damn.
Just watch it. And one thing that I want to say is, I missed the conversations tonight. Huge shout out to Christina Williams again, for always hosting the NCAA women's tournament watch parties. Of course, I've been a moderator in those rooms. And also shout out to
TV, right?
Yeah. Girls Talk Sports.tv. And I'm also going to give a shout out to Fayola Perry and Tay for their NCAA women's watch parties as well. I always try to hop in to those, even though I'm a moderator in the other room, but I'm still going to respect the love that they've always showed us. Yes. So big shout out to both of those women. They've been doing it big, and we're gonna keep the support strong as well. But you know, those watch parties, they've been a big part in what we're talking about as far as the women's game. And you know, there's so much knowledge that comes about these rooms, and I just wanted to give both of those women their flowers for hosting those rooms on Clubhouse. So big shout out to both of them for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out Christina Williams, shout out Fayola and Tay. You know what I mean? Love is love. You know, we got your backs and everything like that. Also, shout out to Kai too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, shout out to Kai. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, man. But yeah, like, hey, fellas, men's tournament, men's final four tomorrow. Y'all better stop playing and y'all better be ready to roll, because we are here. You know what I'm saying? We are here. All right. You're going to hear from us. You know what I mean? We will be criticizing, because these two games got us up at 1 a.m. right here on a Saturday morning podcast. When we wasn't even supposed to podcast until after the Final Four was over for both men's and women's brackets.
But that's a fact.
You know what I mean? So let's have some good games so we can come back and do it again. You know what I mean? This has actually been really fun, man. I've been having more fun doing this than the NBA and stuff like that, man. You know what I mean? So, all right, with that being said, that is the end of the NCAA show, you know what I mean, with 265 Media. Don't forget to follow or support the other podcasters on 265 Media too as well. We got Hoopers Unhealed. We got the Daniel Artest podcast. We got the NCAA show. We got the NBA show. And then soon we got the WNBA show coming as well. Right, and don't forget the Off the Glass podcast as well. Shout out to Zach, you know what I mean, always there. Also, shout out to our contributors, Wayne, Will, Asher,
Lawrence,
you know
what I mean? JC, yeah.
Mills.
You know Mills, I mean? Yeah.
Man, on the 265 Media Network, man. Shout out to the supporters too as well. Y'all really been supporting the new podcasters and everything that we got going on and stuff like that. K-Dot, you just recently had Christina Williams on your show, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, yeah, let everybody know what's up with that.
Oh, yeah. Just had Christina Williams on the show, of course, on Hoopers Unhailed. Told me about her, kind of like her life story, you know, growing up in Harlem and having that passion for journalism, media, theater, and how she's kind of used all of that and, you know, created Girls Talk Sports TV and, you know, how she's catapulted into being one of the biggest, you know, media personalities in sports, both men and women. And she's doing it big. Yo, first off, y'all need to give her credit for the WNBA jersey gate. Like, I see the hashtag. Y'all taking the hashtag. She made that up. Like, don't be trying to take people content and stuff, take people hashtags and stuff. We talked about the WNBA jersey gate. So I was living proof of that. So don't be trying to steal no content. But you know, all in all, man, big shout out to Christina Williams. You know, make sure y'all check out Hoopers Unhailed, available on all streaming platforms. And you know, just keep the love going. I mean, we got a lot going on for Hoopers Unhailed. It was only supposed to be an 8-episode limited podcast. Now I've expanded it. We're gonna be in season 2. I got a recap show coming up this Tuesday. It'll recap everybody that I've had on season 1. So look out for that. And I might throw in a little snippet of my own Hoopers Unhailed story. So check out that. It'll be out on Tuesday. So Hoopers Unhailed, you know what it is. We in the building, 265 Media.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Air fryers, y'all, right?
Get your air fryers. That's an inside joke. Anybody who follows the group know what the air fryer joke is.
Yeah, for K-Dot, I'm Daniel Artest, man. This is the NCAA show brought to you by 265 Media. Love is love. Peace.